Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhana, Chapter 25, Scene 2, The Lifter of Govardhan Hill. Ordered by King Indra, all the dangerous clouds appeared above Vrindavan and began to pour water incessantly with all their strength and power. There was constant lightning and thunder, blowing of severe wind, and incessant falling of rain. The rainfall seemed to fall like piercing sharp arrows. By pouring water as thick as pillars without cessation, the clouds gradually filled all the lands in Vrindavan with water, and there was no visible distinction between higher and lower land. The situation was very dangerous, especially for the animals. The rainfall was accompanied by great winds, and every living creature in Vrindavana began to tremble from the severe cold. Unable to find any other source of deliverance, they all approached Govinda to take shelter at his lotus feet. The cows especially, being much aggrieved from the heavy rain, bowed down their heads and, taking their calves underneath their bodies, approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take shelter of his lotus feet. At that time, all the inhabitants of Vrindavana began to pray to Lord Krishna. O dear Krishna, you are all-powerful, and you are very affectionate towards your devotees. So now, please protect us, who have been much harassed by angry King Indra. Upon hearing their prayer, Krishna could also understand that Indra, being bereft of his sacrificial honor, was pouring down rain that was accompanied by heavy pieces of ice and strong winds, although all of this was out of season. Krishna understood that this was a deliberate exhibition of anger by King Indra. Krishna therefore concluded, "This demigod, who thinks himself supreme, has shown his great power, but I shall answer him according to my position. And I shall teach Indra that he is not autonomous in managing universal affairs. For I am the Supreme Lord over all, and I shall thus take away Indra's false prestige, which has arisen from his power. The demigods are my devotees, and therefore it is not possible for them to forget my supremacy. But somehow or other, Indra has become puffed up with material power and is thus now maddened. I shall act in such a way to relieve Indra of his false prestige. I shall also give protection to my pure devotees in Vrindavan, who are at present completely at my mercy and whom I have taken completely under my protection. Thus, I will save them by my mystic power." And so, thinking in this way, Lord Krishna immediately picked up Govardhan Hill with one hand, exactly as a child picks up a mushroom from the ground. Thus, Krishna exhibited his transcendental pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. Lord Krishna then began to address his devotees. "My dear brothers, my dear father, my dear inhabitants of Vrindavan, you can now safely enter under the umbrella of Govardhan Hill, which I have just lifted. Do not be afraid of the hill and think that it will fall from my hand. You have been too much afflicted from the heavy rain and strong wind. Therefore, I have lifted this hill, which will protect you exactly like a huge umbrella. I think this is a proper arrangement to relieve you from your immediate distress. Be happy, along with your animals, underneath this great umbrella. Being thus assured by Lord Krishna, all the inhabitants of Vrindavana entered beneath the great hill and appeared to be safe along with their property and animals. The inhabitants of Vrindavan and their animals remained there for 1 week without being disturbed by hunger, thirst, or any other discomforts. They were simply astonished to see how Krishna was holding up the mountain with the little finger of his left hand. And seeing the extraordinary mystic power of Krishna, Indra, King of Heaven, was thunderstruck and baffled in his determination. Immediately, he called for all the clouds and asked them to desist. And when the sky became completely cleared of all clouds, and there was sunrise once again, the strong wind stopped blowing. At that time, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now known as the Lifter of Govardhan Hill, spoke, "My dear cowherder men, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows and valuables, because everything is ended. The inundation has gone down, along with the swelling waters of the river." Then all the men loaded their valuables on carts and slowly left with their cows and other paraphernalia. After they had cleared out everything, Lord Krishna very slowly replaced Govardhan Hill exactly in the same position as it had been before. When everything was done, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan approached Krishna and embraced him with great ecstasy. The gopis, being naturally very affectionate towards Krishna, began to offer him curd mixed with their tears, and they poured incessant blessings upon Krishna. Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, Nanda, and Krishna's brother Balaram, who is the strongest of the strong, embraced Krishna one after another. And from their spontaneous feelings of affection, they blessed Krishna over and over again. Meanwhile, up in the heavens, different demigods from different planetary systems, such as Siddhaloka, Gandharvaloka, and Charanaloka, also began to show their complete satisfaction. They poured showers of flowers on the surface of the earth and sounded different conchels. There was beating of drums, and being inspired by godly feelings, the residents of Gandharvaloka began to play on their tampuras to please Lord Krishna. After this incident, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surrounded by his dear friends and animals, returned to his home. And as usual, the gopis began to chant the glorious pastimes of Lord Krishna with great feeling, for they were chanting from the heart.
Vibhavani shesha aloka pravesha nidrachari utho jiva bolo hari hari mukunda murari rama krishna hayagriva Nrsinga Vamana Sri Madhusudana Brajendra Nandana Syama Put Krishnagatana Kaitava Shatana Jaya Dasharati Rama Yashoda Dulal Govinda Gopal Vrindavana Purandara Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bhara Ravanam Chakara Makana Chakara Gopi Jana Vastra Hari Rajera Rakhala Gopa Vrindapala Chitta Hari Vanchi Dhari Yogindra Bandana Srinanda Nandana Braja Jana Bhoya Hari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vanshi Vihari Yashoda Nandana Kansani Sudana Nikunja Rasa Vilasi Kadamba Kanana Rasa Parayana Vrindavitvina Nivasi Ananda Vardhana Premani Ketana Kulashara Jojak Kama Upanganagana Chitta Vinodana Kshamashta Gunagana Dama Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Nama Sudharasa Gao Krishna Jasha Rako Vachana Mana Mora Nama Sudharasa Gao Krishna Jasa Rako Vachana Mana Mora Nama Sudharasa Gao Krishna Jasa Rakova Jana Mana Mora Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.